I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Media Network here at Word of Mom Radio. I am really thrilled to have another wonderful Positively Entertaining with Beth Filton. Our guest today is Greyhawk, and we've been listening to Bhante Sri Temple, a song from the Voice of Ancestors album. Hi, Beth. How are you today?
Good. Hi, Tracy. Hi, everybody. So glad to be here again and in a new year and just bringing you some great music and a wonderful, wonderful artist today.
Yeah, really excited to be listening to the great music that Greyhawk has to share.
Yeah, Greyhawk is really a very well-known pioneer in the New Age world. He's a classically trained New Age composer, keyboardist, and conductor. But he's, again, so much more, just as all of our moms are. He's a mystic, a scholar of religious studies, a visionary, a sonic alchemist. And, you know, he has such a rich, rich history. You're just going to have to go to his website and get all the details because we can't even go into them all today. We have so much great music to bring you. So we're going to be welcoming Greyhawk in just a minute and talking about Voice of the Ancestors. And this is an album that is part of a shamanic trilogy that he began with an album called Shamanic Journey quite some time ago with Paul Horn. He's a famous New Age person as well. So we're getting into it, and I'm going to welcome Greyhawk to our show. Hi, Greyhawk.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for inviting me on the show today.
You're welcome.
I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliments.
Well, tell us a little bit more. Like, I just alluded to your rich history, but tell us how you got into New Age and this music.
I underwent a vision quest in around the time of the harmonic convergence and studied with some Native American elders. And as a result of that, I was inspired to begin writing music that I thought would bring a healing energy or contribute to a healing energy to the planet.
Wow. That's amazing. And excellent. You somehow got right into working with these huge names, you know, along the way, Paul Horn, David Darling. It's really impressive.
I had always admired Paul's music, and I had an opportunity to meet him at a seminar at Esalen Institute in Big Sur.
Oh, wow.
Surrounding that seminar.
Oh, incredible. Now, what I know everyone is going to love is that some of your inspirations are basically, you know, the goddess. And, you know, you're very supportive, you know, of women in your life and in your spirituality. And can you tell us, you know, a little bit more of where that comes from, and then introduce maybe a song that we're going to share?
Well, when I began studying with the Native American elders, I came to have a great reverence for the Earth Mother, and I came to recognize that the Earth is our literal mother, and that we use the archetype of the nurturing mother when referring to the Earth. And I think that we need to bring that level of reverence to the way we treat our mother, our Earth environment, in order to bring us back into a balance, a sustainable balance, to where all of humankind will survive.
Well said, that's for sure. And tell us about this track, Guardians of the Goddess, and how do I pronounce that in full?
Guardians of Goddess Tin Hau. Tin Hau is a very powerful goddess in Southeast Asia, but you'll find her temples throughout the world. And it's my beloved wife, Quinn, who's from Vietnam, who brought me to the temples of Goddess Tin Hau throughout the world, here in Southern California as well as in Vietnam. So it's a very personal kind of connection there that brought me to create this music. And we had traveled to these temples and into Cambodia and in Vietnam, and it was from there that I gathered the inspiration to write this music.
I see. Because this piece, it does have, you know, definitely a strong sort of exotic and ancient kind of sound to it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to include the Dan Bao, which is a single string Vietnamese instrument, and that's performed by its greatest master, Hai Phung. Proud to include her in the album.
Absolutely. Wow. So that's what we're going to be hearing when you hear the stringed instrument in this piece, Guardians of the Goddess Tin Hau. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
Wow, incredible.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? And now, I know that you had a really interesting sort of full circle experience with Hive, right? Is that correct?
Yes. It's very interesting. When I was composing the album and I knew that I wanted to use the Danbao instrument, I contacted my friend Ron Korb in Canada, and he has this spectacular album called Asia Beauty, one of my favorite albums in the genre, Grammy nominated a couple of years ago. And I said, Ron, I need a Danbao player. Is there someone you could recommend? So he referred me to Tri Nguyen in Paris, who I contacted, and Tri Nguyen said, oh, you should talk to Hai Phung in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. I said, gosh, that sounds familiar. I said, there was a musician by that name that played at our wedding at the Hotel Majestic back in 2004. Is it the same one? And sure enough, it was the same musician whom I'd admired for many years. And so my wife actually contacted her through Facebook messaging, and because my wife is a Vietnamese English interpreter, and we reconnected, and she was happy to do the recording sessions with us.
Isn't that fantastic? And she was that good back then at your wedding. She and really is a master now.
Yeah.
Right? What a small world we live in, huh?
the synchronicity was just really just very magical.
Yeah.
I think
there's
a lot of magic in your album and in the creation of it, too. I mean, again, we don't have time to go into all the stories, but there's a lot that I think goes to rewarding you for your, you know, goddess worship. There's a lot of good stuff coming back to you from that. So, you know, the inspiration is many in this album for you. And I know that your son, Christopher, was also a great inspiration for the piece Transcendent Soul. If you could tell us a little bit about that before we listen.
Well, Christopher was my beloved firstborn. And he was a wonderful old soul, and he was a very powerful teacher. He taught me all about courage in the face of death. And he developed a catastrophic illness just around the age of two, called neuroblastoma, which is a solid tumor cancer of the sympathetic nervous system. And it has a 35% survival rate. And really, you couldn't imagine a more catastrophic or terrible diagnosis to encounter.
Right. Yeah.
But so I revere my memories with him, certainly when he was healthy and living. But as he developed this disease and was fighting the disease, it was about a nine-month battle. You know, there was a point when I had to enter into a deathing process with him when, you know, we knew that he would not survive the disease. And so it became as sacred as the birthing experience. And I had to really come to a reconciliation or an acceptance of that deathing process, even though it did not seem at all fair in any sense of the word.
Absolutely.
I just had to come to a reconciliation of and engage that process with him. And I think with the song Transcendent Soul really reflects that very deathing experience. That's what I attempt to portray in that song.
It seems very introspective too, and reflective and quiet, you know.
And actually, for me, a beautiful a beautiful experience. His passing was very peaceful, and he slipped away very quietly in the night with just a squeeze of our hand.
Mm. Oh.
So
simply heartbreaking. It really is.
It was, and it took many years to where I could take that experience, that very personal, intimate experience, and bring it into this music. I wasn't sure I could even do it, but
I would say most of us people who would never be able to do it.
Couldn't.
I don't think I would be able to do it.
That is really a testimony to your, you know, healing and your artistry, and the music is a part of that healing. But it's an incredible journey that I'm sure some of our moms out there relate to. You know, I've had not my own close experience, but within my family, absolutely several experiences, which is why when we first met and talked about this, I emphasized with you so strongly, you know.
Yes, I remember.
And admired your strength at the same time, and absolute sweetness of Christopher's memory that's in this music. So let's listen, and you know, we'll think of him.
Absolutely heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. Before we take our break to thank our sponsors, Greyhawk, I think you have a foundation in your son's honor. Did you want to mention that and tell us a little bit about that before we take our break?
Certainly. For a bereaved parent, there's a lot of ways of personal, a lot of pathways of personal healing. And for the many years that I wanted to establish a foundation that would help support other families that were faced with pediatric cancer. So Christopher's foundation, it's called the Christopher Gibney Foundation, and we can be found at www.christophergibney.org. And we support music education as well as families that are coping and dealing with pediatric cancer. That was part of the healing process early on. And after I had been engaged with that for a while, then I was able to find my journey of mourning taking me to this creative space. So, and it, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. just... isn't something that I could predict. I've just come down this path as best I can, and would like to share whatever aspect I can from that to others who may be facing the same or a similar situation.
Thank you. That is a huge gift, and just your example alone is a huge gift. So. Thank you for that.
Let's take a second to shout out our sponsors and then get a little more into the story of the album itself.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
This episode of Positively Entertaining is brought to you by Voice of the Ancestors, the new album by New Age composer Greyhawk. Released by the artist's Deep Space Disc label, the album serves as a triumphant conclusion to his epic shamanic trilogy, which began with Shaman Journey and continued with Blissful Magic, Spiral of the Celtic Mysteries. Unprecedented in scope, Voice of the Ancestors seduces the listener with eight emotionally rich New Age tracks featuring an all-star collective of expert musicians, including Wouter Kellerman, Amy Schulman, Hai Fung, Wind Walker, Brad Dutz, David Vito Grigoli, Karen Olson, Jill Haley, Kirsten Vogelsang, and more. Especially notable is the powerful Peace Prayer, which unleashes 160 tracks of invocation in English, Hebrew, Farsi, and Arabic, blending the passionate voices of Darlene Coldenhoven, Randy Crenshaw, Ophir Engel, a.k.a. Queen Ophir, and Baman Mojalal. Greyhawk and his team guide this richly textured album to a luxurious close with the free-form improvisation sonic temple ambient meditation. Go to www.deepspacedisc.com.
And we're back. This is Tracy Timmons on Word of Mom Radio with Beth Hilton, and this is Positively Entertaining. Our guest today is Greyhawk, and we're talking about his Voice of the Ancestors album, which is the final of the trilogy. Yes, it is.
Yeah, the conclusion. Let me explain a little bit about the way that's portrayed. With the with my first album, Shaman Journey, we selected, well, I had Angela Wernicke do the illustration using the goddess Pele in her mother form, and she also did the illustration for Blissful Magic, Spiral of the Celtic Mysteries, and the goddess depicted there is Bridget, the Celtic goddess, whom I named
and
my
that's
daughter after.
The second. Oh, sorry, I interrupted you. You named Bridget after her, but that's the second album, right?
Yes, and that's Bridget in her maiden form. And then in Voice of the Ancestors, we used Susan Seddon-Boulay's, the famous visionary artist, her crone goddess, Selene. And of course, the crone goddess is represents the last period that takes us into the transition into the next life. So this mm-hmm. is all about the triple goddess, the maiden, the mother, and the crone. And ironically, with Selene, the goddess depicted on the cover of Voice of the Ancestors by Susan Seddon-Boulay, I had originally contacted her when I did Shaman Journey and wanted her to do the illustration. But she was just under beginning therapy for breast cancer, and she couldn't accept the commission. And unfortunately, she never did recover from that other terrible illness and had passed away. Anyway, fast forward, and another great artist, Lisa Downing, I was having dinner with her around the Zone Music Awards, and she said, "Oh, I licensed the image from Susan Seddon-Boulay's estate, and she put me in contact with them, and I licensed this image." So in a way, it's proud. I'm proud to have Susan Seddon-Boulay's voice as she's now with the ancestors too. So there's sort of an ironic poignancy to that.
Yeah, there's so many, synchronicities, coincidences, whatever you'll call them, but there's an amazing amount of people that have contributed to this album, and we will hear a lot of them with the Voice of the Ancestors title track. Did you want to mention some of those folks? And we met some of them last week or so here in LA for Grammy Week. Some of them were in town, and Greyhawk did several live presentations and performances of the album and the music, so it was quite an exciting time to see everyone here in LA and meet some of the artists, like Wynn Walker, for instance.
Wynn Walker is a wonderful sister and just a wonderful artist and a very powerful medicine woman, and when we had her into our recording sessions, she just transforms everything about her into this marvelous, powerful Earth Mother healing medicine energy.
Yep.
And you can also find that energy in her own work too, which is just fantastic. The album, I always like to surround my productions with the talent that I can. We include Voder Kellerman on flute, the Grammy Award-winning flautist, and Amy Schulman, who performs with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, among others. And we've already talked about Hai Fung, and the wonderful Darlene Coldenhoven on vocals, and Randy Crenshaw joins her.
Am I looking at Brad Dutz? David Vito Gregoli, Karen Olson, Kristen Vogelsang, I mean, Jill Haley. Oh, she's a great friend. She's amazing.
Yeah, and Ophir.
Queen
Engel.
Ophir, right?
Yeah. Queen Ophir.
It's an
really
all-star
an honor
cast.
To work with this cast of amazing, amazing musicians, amazing vocalists, and superb souls. They're just. It was just a wonderful, joyful pleasure to engage with them creatively and to have them all part of this brew.
Well, our good friend Bill Binkelman, who is a leading reviewer and writer over at Wind and Wire, he said, quote, "Deeply spiritual, Voice of the Ancestors is a sumptuously recorded work. The blend of music and vocals is gorgeous and utterly mesmerizing. This is an album that deserves to be heard and appreciated by people all over the planet."
And Greyhawk, I have to say that what I was really struck with when I was listening to the music you sent over was the deep connection. You know, on the one hand, mm-hmm. you've assembled this all-star cast and you've brought in all these incredible musicians and people that are, you know, at the very top of what they do. And sometimes that is going to give you, you know, a very beautiful sound and everything is going to be very precise, but you're not going to have that emotional connection. And mm-hmm. it was so clear to me that everyone on the project had an emotional connection to the music.
True. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone said nothing but praise to sing about it as well.
I guess I always, in recording with others, I just always like to take enough time to where it just feels right.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're doing something and it doesn't quite work or it doesn't feel right, then we'll usually let it go and then just kind of move on until it does. And I think if we're feeling it, then I think that our audience will feel it. And it's
right.
I think it's just kind of a simple way of approaching production.
Yeah, and you worked with the best in that regard too, with the actual quality, you know, of the mixing, mastering, and finishing of the project with Steve Shepherd, right?
He's just an amazing, amazing recording engineer and a wonderful personality.
Also yeah.
does the work yeah. for Darlene Coldenhoven and Kenny G and Giorgio mm-hmm. Moroder, among others.
Yeah.
He's
so precise. He has such a great ear, you know.
Yeah, and we decided to take it over to Capitol Studios and Robert Vosian for mastering.
Tops all around. Well, before we kind of go into Voice of the Ancestors, the title track, did you want to tell us a little bit more, anything else you wanted to add about that album, and then Peace Prayer? Because I think, Tracy, how would you like to go out with these tracks?
Voice of the Ancestors is the title track, and we'll play a little bit of that, and then the Peace Prayer is just such a gorgeous blend of music and voices that I want to play that out, let the whole song play out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, Greyhawk, if you just set up anything you want to say about those two songs, we'll play a snippet of Voice of the Ancestors to give them a taste, and then just let them hear the Peace Prayer in its entirety.
I will. So as we go through my shaman journey and we find our blissful magic and then I go through the experience of transcendence with my son and deep meditation, it's just like, what is the message? What are the ancestors on the other side really wanting to wish upon us? What is their message? And I keep hearing that it's a message of peace and transformation for the whole mm. planet. We have
mm-hmm.
such turmoil, and the way it came out in Peace Prayer is I chose to combine the languages of Arabic and Hebrew and Farsi and English into one piece, Hopefully, if I'm able to get those languages to sound together harmoniously, that can serve as a model for harmony and love on the planet. And that's mm-hmm. the prayer, and that's the message from the voice of the ancestors.
Well, and mm-hmm. certainly a message that all of us can use right now.
Indeed.
Right. And with Peace Prayer, how many tracks did you say are layered in there?
160.
Oh, my goodness.
160.
Yeah.
So
and,
it's a very rich.
We
yeah.
live in such yeah. a divisive time
mm-hmm.
and separateness that I really want the prayers is for unification and harmony
mm-hmm.
and love among everyone.
Well, before we go, I just wanted to remind everybody that Greyhawk has his own website called Deep Space Disc with a C at the end, .com. And all of the music is available to link from there. So basically it's on all the streaming sites. It's in stores. It should be easy to find if you go ahead and ask for it. He's already on Facebook and Twitter as Greyhawk David, and you can, you know, be a part of his fan community. He'll let you know when his Greyhawk consort is performing live, as they did just recently at Grammy Week. And he's also a finalist in the upcoming Peace Song Awards, so that's quite appropriate, I think, for this album.
Absolutely. And we will have links on the Blog Talk Radio site and at wordofmomradio.com so that everybody can find Greyhawk, and I would strongly encourage everybody to do that and go even further in depth to the story and listen to the music even more than what we've been able to share in this short little moment that we've had together.
Truly, you have to experience it to really get it, and it's knowing what's behind all of this. It's a very healing experience too. Like when I need to just get into something, you know, either to get away or really to get deep in something, I listen, and it's very cathartic. So thank you, Greyhawk. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure and an honor, and I send out my heartfelt love and prayers to everyone in the audience listening.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. We can all use
the love and the prayers and the peace. And I'm going to remind everybody on behalf of Dora DiCarlo and myself to be happy, to be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And one more time, I'm going to say thank you to Greyhawk and thank you to Beth Hilton for bringing us another incredible Positively Entertaining. And we're going to let you enjoy a little bit of Voice of the Ancestors and then close it out with the peace prayer. Goodbye for now, everybody.
Thank you, Tracy.
Good night.
Orizu